a year since Raheem had that scary injury. What's your impression of the way he's been able to bounce back this season after missing the game?
He's a pretty resilient guy. You know, he's I think he's done a nice job of overcoming that injury and kind of getting back to, you know, being a free safety force that we can count on to make plays, get guys down to make plays coming out of the middle of the field and do those things. So it's been you know, great, you know, having them back, you know, with all the guys that we had. You know, we had quite a few that were out last year, and getting those guys back has been a big, big plus for us. And I know they're all excited to be back in the mix.
Do you think the way you handled a rookie last week, there's a reason why Jeff Fisher made the move to a veteran this week?
I can't speak for Jeff. I'm not sure what the thought process was on his end. You know, for us, we're just, you know, studying the next opponent, getting a feel for – it's always about one guy. I mean, it's always about the team and not one guy. And, you know, the system that they've been running for the last couple of years and certainly throughout this season – it's not going to drastically change with the switch at quarterback. So we're just trying to dial it in the best we can so we can have a good performance. But, you know, I'm sure as a coach, you try and do what you can for your team. Think, you know, you want to make decisions that are best for your football team, and I'm sure that's what he's doing.
How do you think Jared Cook compares to other tight ends like Julius and Gronkowski and that sort of guy?
Yeah, he's big and fast like a lot of the guys out there. He's their leading receiver, so definitely be a challenge for us. You know, he's got some ability. We want to make sure that we don't let him get rolling.
Coach, is last week a good example of how sacks can sometimes be a misleading stat with how your defense played and come away with no sacks?
Yeah, I think you know, overall effectiveness. I think, you know, if a team is willing to check it down and punt, and you get 11 three and outs, that means you've got a pretty good thing going. So, you know, we're not really concerned as much with raw numbers as much as we are helping our football team win. And when you get the ball back for your offense the way we did last week, that's typically going to lead to a good day.
Where do you come down on, like, you know, their last touchdown drive?
Yeah. I just let them know that over the first 14 drives, they had 120 yards, and then they got 95 or whatever it was in the last one. So if you don't like that, do something about it. I don't like it.
That was my next question. Yeah. I mean, is it frustrating? Yeah, you had such a quality day, and then they have one drive.
It was a quality – that did not keep it from being a quality day. It was a quality day.
You've had a few of those in the last 3 years.
Yep.
But have you ever had a game where...
Some of those garbage yards, I mean, it's just one of those deals where some of those, you know, yards there or points there keep it from looking like it truly was. What's most important is that we focus on what we need to do to get better in each and every area, and that just makes it a little easier to come in and get their attention. So, but no, a lot of positive things. So you certainly, you know, I never want to get to the point as a coach where I don't enjoy the good. I think if I do that, it'd be time to retire, you know. So you need to enjoy the success, enjoy the good, appreciate the effort that's being put forth. I think, you know, the preparation, the way we go after each opponent, it's been very strong. I mean, even in the, you know, quote, miserable performance, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, per play, that's pretty good. And we just didn't do as well in some key moments. So there's always something to look at. There's usually positive if you look, and there's negative always that you want to correct. So I don't feel any differently, you know.
I guess I'm just wondering if the drive gets crazy.
No.
But have you ever had a day at any level, player or coach, where you guys didn't allow a first down on the ground?
I'd have to look back. I don't recall. I've been a part of some great defense over my 30 years in the league playing and coaching, and I would say that's possible, but I'm not sure. You know, I know that did occur last week, and, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that I hear a lot which I don't particularly agree with, is that, yeah, well, you're doing that, but your offense gets ahead so people don't really have to run or want to run. No, actually, they want to run and keep the ball away from Peyton. So it's what teams want to do every week when we go against them. So we know that we can't allow that, and that we want to get Peyton the ball as often as possible. So I think the fact that our guys have risen up and done that, you know, last week's game, we were very close throughout the first half, right? So they were hoping to run it and possess the ball the whole first half. And so, you know, we're aware of that. And where we do things like we're wanting to, and we're accountable to each other, we have that kind of success. We're capable of having that kind of success.